Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While you probably think you wouldn't enter into a contract without careful consideration, chances are that you've done so more often than you know. Nancy Kim, professor of law at California Western School of Law, explains the internet-based contracts that have become standard practice on the web.
When a website asks if you have read and understand the terms and conditions, most of us neither read nor understand them, but click agree anyway. When we do this, we often give companies the right to collect and sell information. Even though nobody reads online terms of use, also known as wrap contracts, courts have held that they are enforceable. The recent revelation that the government has been monitoring our online activity has been big news, but we've known about private sector monitoring for a long time. We should remember that the government wouldn't have had this information if these private companies hadn't been collecting it. Consumers have been playing ostrich, burying our heads in the sand while Facebook and Google have collected all kinds of information about us. We clicked accept and didn't think about it too much because we wanted our content for free. But free has a heavy price. It's our privacy. Now, if we want to use any website, we have to agree to a wrap contract, since the terms on all websites are more or less the same. Online tracking has started to migrate offline. Some companies are reportedly using cell phone information to track their customers' movements in the physical world. Consumers need to be more aware about what happens with their personal information and less willing to accept terms that are unacceptable.
That was Nancy Kim of the California Western School of Law. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.